Davenant Press presents Life on the Silent Planet, Essays on Christian Living from C.S. Lewis's Ransom Trilogy. Edited by Rhys Laverty. Read by Chris Larson. Contributors are Susanna Black Roberts, Christiana Hale, Rhys Laverty, Louis Marcos, Bethel McGrew, Jake Meter, Joseph Minnick, Holly Ordway, Colin Redimer, Joe Rigney, Colin Smothers, and Michael Ward. More information about each contributor appears in the chapter About the Contributors at the end of this audiobook. Introduction: The Discarded Lewis by Rhys Laverty. Growing up, I encountered three different C.S. Lewises. First, there was Lewis the children's author. I inherited a boxed set of the Chronicles of Narnia from my brother, which I still have, and enjoyed them as much as the next child. Second, once I had been converted into the world of British evangelicalism, I encountered Lewis the apologist. After coming to faith at the age of 12, I swiftly read Mere Christianity, and it soon became obvious that Lewis was ubiquitous in evangelical preaching via a few oft-repeated quotations, sermon illustrations, and book recommendations. Third, once I reached university to study English, I encountered Lewis the literary scholar. In all honesty, it was odd to realize that Lewis had a day job and wasn't a full-time Christian apologist, but I supposed that a man had to earn a living, and I was soon glad to have him on my side in the critical theory maelstrom that my English degree turned out to be. It took me, however, the best part of a decade to realize that there was, in fact, a fourth Lewis, one conspicuously absent from the writing and preaching to which I was accustomed. Evangelical Christians have heard countless preachers say that Jesus is, quote, not safe, but he's good, end quote. We are used to justified rebukes for being, quote, far too easily pleased, end quote. My life was awash with the books The Screwtape Letters, The Problem of Pain, and Surprised by Joy, and even the occasional nod to something like Letters to Malcolm or A Grief Observed. Pretentious young humanities student that I was confident during early adulthood that heaping praise on The Horse and His Boy and having The Great Divorce as my favorite was enough to mark me out as a Lewis aficionado among the hoi polloi. And then I entered a different orbit, a different sphere of influence. I fell in with a different crowd, many of whom, I am glad and humbled to say, have contributed to the volume you hold now in your hands. As I drifted into the circles of the Davenant Institute, from purchaser of its books, to volunteer editor, to student, and eventually to staff member, I heard Lewis everywhere, yet in a different key. The go-to references here were not to Narnia or Screwtape or mud pies. The talk was all of men without chests, of Eldilla, of the medieval cosmos. I was able to dimly connect some of this to memories of watching Michael Ward's documentary The Narnia Code when it was broadcast on the BBC in 2009, but I felt like an Englishman listening to the Dutch, picking out isolated familiar words, but all the more disoriented for it. This was a whole dialect of Lewis talk hitherto unknown. Here emerged the fourth Lewis, what I have elsewhere called Lewis the Prophet. Footnote: see my article Lewis the Prophet in The Critic of November 2023. It was only after writing this piece that I found that I am in good company in referring to Lewis as a prophet, with Lewis scholars such as Michael Ward and Malcolm Guite describing The Abolition of Man as displaying Lewis's quote-unquote prophetic mode. End footnote. Principally, Lewis the Prophet is the Lewis of The Abolition of Man and the Ransom Trilogy, or if you prefer, the Cosmic Trilogy, but never, no never, the Space Trilogy.